Hello, everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And today is our 200th episode, guys.
Yes.
200.
Yes.
I've been here for all 200.
Yes.
Silently in the background.
Been with us in spirit for all 200 episodes.
AKA handing us spirits.
Yeah.
It took me a long time before they would agree to let me speak on the podcast.
She's always been there, though.
Mostly
watching.
Just
support.
Background
work. But yeah, so that's the other thing to note is if you are listening to this episode right now, if you go to your description in that episode, we're also on YouTube for this episode, just for old time's sake.
Because we're actual people.
Bring it back and show off. Because Laurel, you haven't been actual like face live on an episode yet, have you?
I have not.
Yes.
You had?
Yes. Didn't we do a video episode on a resort that you were on? Did we do Riviera? Was that on?
No,
no, it was not. I recorded that from my office at home.
And that wasn't on video, was it?
No, it wasn't.
We had a chat.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Because that was still during COVID time, so everybody was separated.
The deepness of the COVID.
Yes. So yeah, no, this is the first one that the audience at home can take a peek at Laurel. So yeah, click on the link if you want to know what she looks like.
She exists.
But 200. Now that... math-wise, and obviously we're late on this, but that means that we've been doing this for 4 years
four
now.
Years.
Over 4 years. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like 4 years to you, Ian?
Sometimes it feels way less than that, and sometimes it feels like it's been forever, and it alternates back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely does not feel like it's been 4 years. Like, that's for sure. Like,
to be fair, like, you do a little bit more work. Like, we get to show up and do notes and research, and then record, and then you go home and have to edit everything and post everything.
It doesn't feel like it's that long until I go through the art. Like, we have like a master, like, I have a media server archive of everything, and you go through all the episodes. It's like, holy crap, we have a lot of episodes.
Yes, we do. Which is why we've been able to recently utilize some of our Into the Archive episodes, because those were still really great content. Mm-hmm. It was just the likelihood of someone going back 200 episodes
is
absolutely.
Yeah. And conversely, there are some that are older that were fun at the time, but now things have changed enough that we have to go through and we're going to have to go and do some of that stuff again. So,
yeah. I mean,
both are true.
They still haven't even brought back the Disney dining plan, so who knows how that's going
to change. Yeah,
I miss it so much.
I know. It's a whole thing.
It was just so fun to go and not have to worry about paying for food.
Yeah.
But today's episode is not about us lamenting about the dining plan. No.
Why not?
No, but I could.
I liked the way that you phrased it in our notes area. You called it our Disney origin stories, which I think is very appropriate. Don't
I've been thinking about needing to catch up on Marvel, and maybe that's why I used that phrasing.
And you do.
And I do need to catch up.
I need someone to talk about Marvel with, guys.
Hey, I saw the last movie before you did.
She did. It's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
Which we still haven't talked about during an episode, and by this time it's going to be late.
It's too late. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Anyways.
Yes.
Today's content.
Yes. So do you want to start us off with what got you into your Disney addiction?
Sure. Addiction is a very good word for it.
It is. I mean,
it's a really delightful, expensive addiction. I recommend it to almost anyone.
It could be drugs.
I will not be responsible for your addiction, however.
It's more expensive than drugs.
For real, though. I mean, depending. Okay. Anyways. I was a child of the 90s, so obviously your origin starts with the VHS copies of all the Disney movies.
Of the Disney
with the soft covers that you just look at and pick out one every day. Like, today is a Snow White day. Right. Today is a Peter Pan day. And then my parents took us to Disney when I was 7 and my sister was 5. And I remember it's like the best Christmas present we've ever gotten, because the way that they announced that we were going to Disney was we got in our stockings at Christmas. We're always like the best part, right?
Yeah.
I love Christmas stockings. And they put $50 in ones in each of our stockings. And at 7 years old, we were like, we are rich.
Literally.
Oh my God.
This is the height of luxury.
This was also the 90s, so it did mean more.
$50 is like $100.
Yes, John Mulaney, it was the height of luxury.
Thank you.
But we were so excited that my parents were like, well, do you know where you get to spend that money? And we were like,
at the store?
Duh.
I've been to the store, Dad. And they're like, we're going to take you to Disney World in a couple weeks. And we freaked out.
Understandably.
Okay? Like, I didn't even have a concept of what Disney World was. All I knew was that I loved every Disney movie.
Right.
Yep. So we went.
The whole world of it? Sign me up.
Yeah. We went for our first trip. We had an amazing time. My mom came back and immediately put the photo album together of all of the trip photos. And she would continue to do that throughout our childhood every time we went. So I still have all those photo albums and I still look back on them and just remember, like, these are really delightful, like, stress-free
good,
times
good
in our
family
lives.
Moments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what kind of got me addicted. The movies and then the parks just solidified it, right?
Yeah.
There's never a time when I did not want to go to Disney World after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you even converted your husband into a Disney addict.
Yes. When I got married, my husband had never been to Disney ever. Mm-hmm. And I convinced him. I think we finally kind of saved up enough money because it's expensive, especially when you're young and newlyweds working for, you know,
right,
$13 an hour.
Yep.
So we finally saved up. We kind of got into a position and we're like, okay, we can afford to go on a trip. Where are we going to go? And we had probably been married for 4 years or something before we actually took a vacation together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really want to go to Disney and I'll plan it all. And my husband's kind of like, okay, it's what you want to do. He's a very sweet dude.
Yeah, he is.
And he's like, okay. And then we were sitting in the airport and he's like, I'm really just really worried that we spent $4,000 to go to Valley Fair, which is our local amusement park in Florida.
No, Mike, no.
And I was like, you don't understand. No. Like, you seriously, you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
And he went and he did. And we had been back every year since then.
Yeah.
And we actually joined DVC in 2020. And I really just wanted to go to the tour because I wanted the actual information. Because when you're trying to look for information online, it's so like, this person says one thing, this person mm-hmm. says another. Yep. It completely depends on when people buy. And mm-hmm. then there's also, like, when they get information from Disney, it's not complete information. It's not price overall information.
Right.
So we went on a tour, and I was like, I just want to get the information because we're here all the time. Mm-hmm. In the long run, it would save us money. I don't know if now's the time, but let's just go see.
Yeah.
And we were in the room, and we got the details. And I was like, you know, this is great. Like, they left it. The nice thing is, like, the person who's selling you and giving you the tour leaves you alone to talk about it. They're like, I'm not going to sit here and pressure you into doing something that's not right for you. So they left the room and I was like, you know, this is really cool and I look forward to doing it someday, but we don't have to do it today. My husband's like, no, I think we should do it.
No, we're doing it today.
Mike was the instigator. So, got it.
Yeah. So now I have myself and my husband who are both just huge Disney Park fans.
Nice.
So let's go down the line then. You've next, Ian Lanier.
So, weirdly, I kind of started the opposite way around. I mean, not exactly, but I was never, like, when I was really young, my mom is like, yeah, you watched Disney-based content when you were quite small, but I don't remember a lot of it. Truly, what got me into Disney was my grandfather, who lived in Florida from the time that, like, the mid-80s to his death in 2019, he lived about 2 hours from Orlando. And so we frequently would just go to Disney and we would just like break our trip in half and we'd have most of the time at my grandpa's condo and then we would take a couple of days and we would stay on property, usually somewhere like Port Orleans, French Quarter mm-hmm. or something like that.
Oh, so good.
Right? Slaps, you know, it's the place to go.
It is really.
It's a good one. And then we would do that and just go to the parks for, you know, 3 or 4 days with park hoppers and go all in and have a good time and then, you know, either we'd start or end there, and I think we usually started there, then we would go to Grandpa's, something like that. So we'd go hard at the beginning and then kind of
relax.
Yeah. We did that a lot. And I always enjoyed it as a young person, just kind of being exposed to it. And then as I got older, we did bigger, longer trips that were more Disney focused. Then we'd bring family friends, we'd do stuff like that. And then it became just something that became more core to my being, you know, just being, it's just a place that I felt 100% connected to, you know, it's like that level of being like feeling very familiar and also being completely away from everything else in your life as we've always talked
about the nostalgia. Same time.
Yeah. Yep. It's all there at once in a perfect,
the escapism kind of perfect, is real.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. And so that was it for me. And so, you know, there was a time where we were going up until like about 2012 was the last time my family went kind of classically as a whole family group. And we had like, it was like 8 days and at Animal Kingdom Lodge,
oh,
with the dining plan, three family, like it was
nuts,
balls to the wall. It was like a whole trip, right? So it was pretty wild. And it was a lot of fun, and I was that was when I was graduating from high school. So that was a that was kind of like my high school graduation kind of thing. So and then a number of years
I send off.
Right? I'm telling you. And then I didn't go for quite a few years all the way through college, and just, there was no good
college.
It's college. You can't really can't go.
No college student can afford to go.
No. Never ever. Even with supportive parents that I had. Like, it's just not a thing. You just don't do that. So and then I didn't really start going back until right around the time I you know, probably right around the time we started the podcast.
Yeah.
That was about when I started going back. Actually, just before, in 2017, I think I went with a friend of mine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, and then we started the podcast in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was it was like early February of 2018.
Yeah, it was.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, long story longer, that was kind of my kind of world into that. And then after, you know, being part of this podcast has kind of introduced me to the other media. I was I always kind of liked Pixar stuff, so that was always kind of more my world, but it's been nice to kind of see other forms of media. And then obviously I was, you know, I liked the Iron Man movies and stuff, but like Marvel became more of a thing too because of all that too. So that's kind of my origin story.
And I'll say my addiction kind of comes from a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, but then also I am a huge history and research buff.
Yeah,
so fair. I grew up with the VHSs and the puffy cassettes watching, you know, my favorites, which was Rescuers Down Under and The Great Mouse Detective and yada yadas growing up. So there were always Disney movies involved in my life. We did go a few times when I was younger. They didn't stick with me too much, but that was primarily because of A, me being too young, and then the very last time before I was an adult, everybody got sick.
Yeah. So I had one of those.
I don't remember too much of it because we were kind of trapped in the hotel room. But I do remember that they took us to the after hours Christmas party. And seeing it snow down Main Street is beautiful. So that stuck with me. But then because I'm a research girl, I mean, I grew up with having the Disney Parks booklet and seeing like the different resorts and the hotels and the parks, everything, you know, based in the 90s, because that's when we went. And then hearing about things like all of the hidden messages inside of the Disney movies, and then, you know, finding out more about the different park rides. And I just really, like, I did a hard nosedive into the history of Disney in general.
Yeah.
And that's where I found a lot of my passion, was just doing the research and finding more about this amazing company that had so many different avenues that it's traveled down, and having such a diverse thing. And then when I finally went again as an adult in, I want to say, like 2016, 17, something like that as well, I fell in love with the parks. And when you go, you understand. And that's actually how we got started, was because it had reinvigorated our love for Disney and Disney parks. And we just wanted to keep talking about it and keep talking about it. And every time we would run into each other, we would just talk Disney. And so one day Ian joked around and he's like, we should actually just record this for a podcast.
Let's just do it.
And that's how this show came about, is because of our addictions and our passions.
Yeah.
And so for, you know, the first 3 years of this show, I was able to really use my skills to research exactly what I wanted in the Disney, you know, verse.
Yeah.
And you were able to use your skills, and it's just, it's been growing. Yeah. And like you said before, it feels like we've been doing this forever, but it feels like
it's just started.
It just started. Yeah, and there's still so much for us to cover. And then we brought Laurel in because I found another Disney addict that shares and understands our passion and our nerddom. And it's just, it's been a great ride.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny you bring up the research aspect. Cause I didn't really thought about that, but that was definitely a thing. Like when you go to a place like Disney, you just mm-hmm. like, I need to know more. How can this place possibly exist? And that was definitely like, I already did that a little bit. Then the podcast just made that even to like overdrive mm-hmm. and finding this entire world where everyone is hyper analyzing all these little parts of the park. It's so fascinating.
Disney just does such an amazing job of doing world building, of mm-hmm. doing backstory. I mean, the Society mm-hmm. of Explorers and Adventures alone.
Right. Oh my
we
God.
We still need to do a sea episode.
We do. Oh my gosh. Haven't done one yet.
Yeah. But
yeah.
There's just so much to learn and just so much, like, even if you've been there 10 times, right. you're missing something.
There's right. still so much stuff. Even going on one attraction, like the Haunted Mansion, every time you go, there's yep. going yep. to be something different
yep.
that you see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When we do Minnie and Mickey Runaway Railway, I'm doing the same thing. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, so my goal is to find two more hidden Mickeys.
Right.
Give me two more new hidden Mickeys.
Yeah.
And it's just every time I am trying something new, I'm noticing something different. And that's what keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie, I did some research once on that ride just after having done it. You know, because at first mm-hmm. I had no expectations for the attraction overall. Yeah. And we did it. And I was like, this is really good, actually. And then the one that sent me down a rabbit hole is the Donald Duck in the truck
mm-hmm.
bit. It's not a super big part of the ride or part of the story, but the effect, like, the entire internet has been scrutinizing how it works because, and I didn't think about it, but then when I went again just recently, mm-hmm. I went and looked at it because I was like, I didn't even think about it before. And yeah, it's wild. It's probably a transparent OLED screen. No. Well, kind of.
Like when she does the
message? It's pretty close, but it's, instead of, she's using like a mirror and an OLED screen,
mm-hmm.
this is like a, this is just a transparent OLED panel with like other stuff behind it.
Oh, nice.
Which is technology that is very much, you know, exists, but really, really
hasn't been utilized like this.
Yeah, yeah, never really been used this way. So it's amazing.
I'm still enamored of the Spider-Man robot that does the flips
and stuff. Oh, my God. That's scary.
In DCA.
Yeah.
Or just the technology from web slingers in general to just be able to, because there's not even a sensor on you, and to be able to flick your wrists.
And do anything accurately is crazy.
Yeah. How accurate is it?
It's not bad.
Wow.
It's not surprising. Bad at all. I've ridden it twice, and your arms get really tired. They get more tired than Midway Mania. But it's definitely really, really cool. And this company is constantly advancing and changing the world, whether it be in robotics, whether it be in visuals. But I mean, there's so many other things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of, there's always, like, even like, there's rides that we haven't even ridden yet, you know, like the Guardians ride, they're, you know, combining we'll get there, but, you know, like, combining new types of technology, creating, you know, a roller coaster that's designed launches backwards and is able to do synced with 3D visuals, and there's so many things they're trying to push, and I'm very excited to see what they do next.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of neat stuff.
So then I guess the final question to wrap this up is, what are you looking forward to in the future for your addiction?
I'll tell you what I'm really excited to see going forward is I'm really excited to see what happens when Epcot's done.
Yeah,
like, truly,
absolutely. It's been Walcott for a few years now.
Right. And... I love Walcott. Yeah. Last time I was there, my dad and I got like trapped in a corner, like because the walls got us walled into a corner. I mean, it's crazy that it's gotten this way. And I'm really excited to see they're trying to make the kind of the front world areas, you know, more green, more. Mm-hmm. Just a better experience to explore, and that's kind of the world that we're in now. And I'm just excited to see that happen and get to that point, kind of mix that future from the perspective of, in a very, like, you know, kind of rosy colored glass kind of way, but also in a more modern sense to being like very much from the 80s. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm excited to see most in the near future.
It's hard. I just really am enjoying going to stay at different places. So through DVC, I have the opportunity to stay at any of the deluxe resorts. And I really, my goal is to eventually stay at all of them. And doing that, and then also watching my niece and nephew start to enjoy the parks. Yeah. My nephew's 7, my niece is 2, so she doesn't really understand yet, but she's hit her Toy Story obsession phase.
Good.
And yes. So I showed her like a parade on YouTube, and she was freaking out. And we're going November, so I'm very excited to see like their passion grow and them just have a good time, because they have a little bit of a stressful life sometimes, and they just deserve the world because they're adorable. But I'm really excited to see that, and I'm really excited to continue to go with our friends, and we're gonna go all together in July, and I'm really excited.
Yeah,
about that,
July is gonna be our first like
full podcast,
triple person podcast episode.
And Mike
will be there.
Mike will also be there.
Yes, that's okay. He's kind of an honorary podcast.
It's just nice to have other Disney dudes around. You know, it's helpful.
He is a Disney dude. I also just love that aspect of like him being so excited for Disney stuff that he never grew up on or never like anticipated loving so much.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things that I plan on keep doing is obviously introducing people to the Disney world as we know it.
Yes.
Because yes, they can go to Disney and I'm sure they'll have a great time, but being able to go with someone and be able to fun fact this and that, or look at it this way, and they can see it through your eyes,
or just even have like the best tips to get to make the most out of your day is so important.
And being able to know, like, you know, it's like if you're just going in cold, you're not gonna have a good dining experience. You're not gonna have a good like it's
or
just,
like even wayfinding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely.
So, not to, you know, boost our podcast episodes or anything like that, because, you know, we cover all of that. But that's one of the things that I love doing is going down with people and revisiting it through their eyes.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's almost like Christmas Day with kids, though I don't have to worry about kids and I can have this experience with anyone.
Right.
And so that's a huge thing that I love doing and look forward to in the future, as well as just exploring all of the new things, because there's constantly coming out with new food and new theming. And I just want to experience this entire world that Disney has created and share it with you guys, because I understand that we are definitely privileged people. That this is not the normal for most people. Like, they might be able to go once in a lifetime. And we're
especially
lucky
if you have a large family.
We are definitely really lucky that we get to go multiple times a year.
Right.
So being able to share this with you, so at the very least you can feel a little bit of that joy and have that little bit of connection. I mean, even though we go fairly regularly, I'm still watching all of the YouTube videos.
I know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it has a magic to it.
Just seeing those places that you love and
we
like want to
share,
we want to
experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to experience and see and, you know, hear about as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And also if you're, you know, doing your once in a lifetime trip, being able to maybe if you want to use this as a starting place to kind of jump off for your research, because that can be huge, you know, being able to find like what's important to you. You're not gonna be able to do it all. What's important to you that you want to see, and you can have a great experience.
And you can go through our content and look at the titles of each episode and really easily find what you need, including things like things you should avoid.
Don't waste your time in this line.
Yes.
Oh man.
Don't book mirrors.
Don't book mirrors. Connect.
I was going to say, don't make this dining reservation at Coral Reef.
Poor Coral Reef.
But anyways, I guess this is a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah,
then?
Probably a good spot. Do
awesome,
anything else?
Guys.
No.
All
right.
I just want to say thank you so much to all of our listeners and subscribers for sticking around, letting us hit 200 episodes. Totally crazy.
Yeah.
If you're on Patreon, come check us out there, because we're just crazy there too.
Yeah.
But we love you guys so much. Thank you for being a part of this. And on that note, this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Laurel.
And we hope you have a great big beautiful tomorrow. Bye everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.